With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Monroe Transit officials believe disgruntled former employees and some current drivers are engaging in a series of acts of sabotage on buses and blame city council members who are hostile to management for emboldening those responsible. Tom Janway, director of Public Works, says he believes the union wants the city to hire some former employees back, so they're doing everything they can to discredit the shop and management company. Janway also alleges that some members of the city council are creating an atmosphere that encourages sabotage. Council Chairman Ray Armstrong called Janway's assessment absurd. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo says he instructed Janway and Transit Manager Mark Keenan to turn over evidence to police. Assistant Police Chief Don Bartley confirms that there is an active investigation. Census data shows that the Bayou State leads the country in the number of single people. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on why the high number of unmarrieds.
According to a new report with data compiled from the U.S. Census, Louisiana has the most single people in the nation. The Martin Prosperity Institute study found 55.7% of adults here are not married. Demographer Greg Rigamer says this could be because after Katrina and the BP oil spill, Louisiana got a big boost in job opportunities.
You know, very often it is someone who is simply coming to get a job. The New Orleans area particularly has been quite attractive to a younger profile.
Rigamer says there has also been a significant increase in the number of people here between the ages of 20 and 29.
You look at this influx of young people who are coming in, it's not surprising that we have a higher percentage of unmarried adults.
New Orleans topped the list as the metro area in the U.S. with the highest number of single people at 58%. Rigamer says many people think of the Big Easy as a great place to live, but many people don't associate it as a place you'd come start a family. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies this evening with a low in the upper 60s, 30% chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s.